Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, the dive boat Conception caught fire Labor Day morning with all the crew members fast asleep. The NTSB has released its first report on it. We have in-depth team coverage.
Five of Conception's crew members were fast asleep behind the boat's wheelhouse, and then a sixth crew member was sleeping below in the bunk room. The NTSB says investigators have interviewed three crew members who say that no mechanical, no electrical issues were reported on the boat before the catastrophe. The first crew member rattled awake Labor Day morning, saw flames at the rear of that 75-foot-long boat, flames that the report says appeared to be rising from the lower passenger's salon deck. Crew members jumped down to the main deck. One crew member broke his leg. They did tell investigators that access doors to the salon were blocked by fire, as was a ladder to climb down one deck. And the report does not say how Conception caught fire. But in a statement, an attorney for Conception's owner says that they are doing everything in their power to support this investigation. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And you can read the NTSB's preliminary report for yourself. We have it on our website, knx1070.com.
One expert says it would have been prudent to have a crew member on night watch, but insists there was a much bigger problem on the Conception.
The fact that the night watchman wasn't awake doesn't change my impression of this event.
John McDevitt is the chairman of the National Fire Protection Association and a former assistant fire chief.
Don't feel like the best remedy for those folks down there was not the night watch. The best remedy for those folks would have been some kind of early warning detection.
McDevitt calls the Conception a compliant fire trap and insists tougher fire detection system requirements are needed for passenger vessels.
The Coast Guard does not embrace that opportunity when they regulate their vessels. They say that the environment is too bad, that the smoke alarms won't be reliable and things like that. Well, an unreliable smoke alarm is a whole lot better than no smoke alarm at all.
The Coast Guard's preliminary report says there were two locally sounding smoke detectors in the Conception's bunk room. McDevitt recommends connected alarms throughout a boat that all sound when there's a fire. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Sky-high rents and a huge lack of affordable housing have prompted state lawmakers to pass a rent control bill. Now they're waiting for the governor to sign it.
Experts say tenants are struggling to pay their rent in a state where prices just continue to climb. A San Gabriel Valley woman tells me her rent just jumped $100 a month.
There should be a cap. It's really out of control.
Lawmakers hope the new bill will rein things in. It will limit annual rent increases to 5%. Plus the rate of inflation, and it will stay in effect until the year 2030. Now, tenants may be on board, but landlords, not so much. Bill Ruane is both a realtor and a landlord. He tells KNX he has to raise the rents now because they're below market, and he has to catch up. Plus,
I'm getting mailers just because I own property of saying you need to raise your rents. Here's what's happening. A lot of scare tactics, also encouraging people to sell now because it's be doom and gloom for the landlords.
He says he doesn't buy into that, but he believes tenants who wouldn't otherwise be hit with rent increases will probably see them now. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
When just about all the attorneys general, coast to coast, signed on to an antitrust investigation of Google, noteworthy that California was the only one of two states that did not. It's raising questions about this state's attorney general, Javier Becerra, and the power of Google, which calls this state home.
California leads the way in countless lawsuits and investigations, so eyebrows have been raised by this state's absence from the roster of states looking into Google for allegedly running an online monopoly. Ray Lopez Calderon is executive director. Director of California Common Cause.
We're really looking at the influence of Google and its contributions to campaigns for people like Javier Becerra. They've given close to $40,000 since 2012 to his campaigns. Certainly, does look strange to the public.
William Kovacic served as chairman of the Federal Trade Commission.
I would be surprised if there were no consultation with the governor's office.
KNX In Depth reached out to California Attorney General Javier Becerra for an interview or statement. The requests were denied. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070. News Radio.
A judge has refused to toss out a wrongful death lawsuit against prominent Democratic donor Ed Buck in the overdose death of a man in his West Hollywood home in 2017. The mother of the victim accuses Buck of human trafficking and luring her son to his home for meth-fueled sexual encounters. He was the first of two men to die at Buck's West Hollywood apartment, as another died from a meth overdose there earlier this year. Buck's attorney has denied that his client had any involvement in either death.
Grocery workers' strike in Southern California has officially been averted, workers overwhelmingly approving a new contract with Ralph's, Albertsons, Vaughn's, Pavilions.
Back in 2003, nearly 60,000 workers walked off the job in a grocery strike that dragged on for more than 4 months. Kathy Finn, secretary treasurer for the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 770, says a strike is never easy for anyone.
You know, as important as what we got in this contract is how we got it, which was by, you know, organizing store by store. Our members stood together for respect.
She says this deal provides the most significant wage increases that they've gotten in over 30 years.
The wage increases plus the additional funding into our benefit plans, both to secure our health care and retirement, represents hundreds of millions of dollars to our members in their pocketbooks.
The deal includes retroactive pay to March of this year. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.